Welcome to Senior Power of Maine.
Hi, I'm Lynn McGregor.
And I'm David Neely, and welcome to Senior Power. So, on Senior Power, we have Jane Marchson, Director of Communications of AARP Maine, with us, and she's going to share with us something that's really a gem of AARP, and that is that they actually work with many seniors to involve them in a variety of community events and have really tapped into that volunteer spirit of senior power here in Maine. And Jane, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, David, for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
And I know that you have basically a whole structure to working with volunteers through AARP Maine. Can you explain that and a lot of the good that the volunteers do?
Oh, yes, I'd be glad to. Yes, we are blessed to work with an incredible team of volunteers all across the state of Maine who just work tirelessly on behalf of others locally in their communities, but they also do a tremendous amount of work with us during the legislative session, for example, every single year. Now, in a normal year, we'd all be going to Augusta every single Tuesday for our program called Tuesdays at the State House. And we have these wonderful volunteers who come with us every single Tuesday in their bright red AARP shirts. And we go to committee hearings, and our volunteers testify on issues of importance to Mainers 50 and older. And they meet with their legislators and talk about the issues that are important as well. And I think at the end of the day, you know, the volunteers find this incredibly rewarding because they really know that they are giving a voice to people in the state of Maine, many of whom may not feel that they really have one. And it's a tremendously exciting program that I'm happy to say we were easily able to bring into a virtual space this year in 2020 and, of course, in 2021 as well. And we continue to meet every Tuesday as a team. And we have guests come on, including legislators and different people who are involved in some of the work that we're doing, who can talk about the current bills that are going through that we're following or testifying on. And it's just a wonderful, vibrant way to be a part of a volunteer team that's really making a big difference.
You know, you mentioned that obviously due to COVID, the virtual advocacy volunteers is really where or what you're talking about here. And I might suggest that, having been somebody who lobbied in Augusta before, that virtual advocacy is probably saving people some time. I remember sometimes sitting for hours in the lobby before you could even get into the line to speak next on a particular issue. And my guess is part of it, would I be right, that part of the virtual advocacy might include emails to the legislators as well?
Oh, of course, yes. Very good point. Yes, and we provide all training, of course, as needed. But yes, we have volunteers who literally write letters to other AARP members to let them know what's going on and to reach out to people who we know might be feeling a bit lonely and isolated at this time. So it's lovely to get a letter in the mail, handwritten by, you know, one of our volunteers who's reaching out. And then, yes, we do have volunteers who reach out to our legislators by email. And, of course, we're very active on social media as well, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, where AARP Maine spelled out is the way you can reach us through our handle on any of those platforms. And I just want to mention, David, too, that all of the work that we do at AARP really harkens back to our founder, who was a retired school teacher by the name of Dr. Ethel Percy Andrus. And many people don't know this, but she founded AARP when she was 73 years old. And she never put an age limit on her goals and her dreams and her desire to make, make America a wonderful place for people of all ages. She saw older people as a vibrant, integral part of society, and that they had rights and they had, you know, a voice to present to the world. And it's because of her, because of one woman who really wanted to make a difference. We now have over 38 million members nationwide and more than 200,000 right here in the state of Maine who we represent. So it's a wonderful legacy. We're very proud of it.
Very good. Thank you again, Jane. Pleasure having you with us today.
Thank you.
And now we have with us Gary Crocker, Maine humorist. Elsewhere in the world, I think they call them comedians. But he is here to humor me, and I mean humor me, M-E, for all of us here on Senior Power of Maine. Welcome, Gary.
Morning, dear.
And Gary, I wouldn't ask a question like this, but my co-host Lynn has a fairly personal question to ask you.
Now, Gary, this is Lynn. I'm Dave's new co-host here, so I'm a little new at all this. I want to know what else you do with duct tape.
And she's talking personal things. Is there anything you've done with duct tape that you either regret because it was maybe something that was privy to you that most people wouldn't even agree with the application? And I'm not saying like the cat litter on the bottom of the duct tape. Actually, I think that's being somewhat pragmatic.
Yeah, oh, that was genius as far as I was concerned, but except for the quest of leaving. But not too long ago, there was a rather well-endowed lady in West Gardner, Maine, wanted to get into a prom dress, and she went, and it was a braless dress, you know, no strapless and braless and everything, just the dress and no straps and nothing. And she said, "How am I going to get things where I want them to be and have them stay there through the whole prom?" And of course, there's only one answer.
Duct tape.
Well, and I bet you got a few other duct tape tips. I mean, I'd hate to have any of our listening audience buy a few rolls of duct tape without knowing all the applications right here at home.
Mother and I used to have chickens just outside of the building, down over a little bit of hill. Now, it's not bad in the summertime or the fall or the spring, a little muddy, but not bad. But in the winter, gets a little icy on that road and that walking down over the hill to get to the chickens and feed them. So I was looking for some way, and I couldn't afford the crampons. They were charging way too much to put crampons on my boots. So instead of that, I took duct tape and wrapped it around with the sticky side down, and then I walked through the cat's litter box on the way to the door. And she picked up enough litter in one or two trips through that box so that it would keep me from skidding down over that hill down toward where the chickens were. The only problem, of course,
is that the cat that chewed the new shoes?
That's the one! And of course, I tracked cat, you know, leavings all over the living room. That's the part Mother didn't like that much. Because it left an odor. And she said, "We got plenty of odors in here, especially after baked beans. So I don't want you tracking that stuff around the house anymore." So I had to give that up, and I had to actually suck it up and buy them crampons, which I didn't want to do. They wanted $3.95 for a pair. It was just too much money.
Now we have Brad Dyer joining us with the Senior Planning Center. And Brad is going to share with us some information about the Medicare Savings Program. Brad, one of the most important things you told me about the Medicare Savings Program is that it isn't necessarily something that we may be entitled to for those who qualify, but it's something that we have worked for.
Yeah, you know what's amazing? Imagine if you discovered a secret that you knew that you could apply with a little bit of information with the state of Maine, you could get this really incredible set of benefits, and you thought, okay, this is great, I'm going to tell my friends about it, and then you find out that 70% of Medicare beneficiaries in the state of Maine likely qualify for this great benefit. You'd want to tell everybody, and I'll tell you, once, you know, many years ago, we learned about it, and we found out that the Medicare Savings Program benefit, which is a exactly what it says, is a way of getting savings on your Medicare expenses. We found out it was so valuable that we actually brought on a team within Senior Planning Center that works with the Maine Department of Human Services 5 days a week, communicating with them and helping seniors qualify for this program. Now, we don't do the qualifications, but we will sit down and do the application and walk the senior and essentially represent the senior with the state of Maine and come back to them with benefits, for example, like this. If you income qualify, if your income is low enough, and the important thing here is don't just assume your income isn't low enough. You should ask us because we know all the details. But if your income's low enough as an individual or as a couple, and your assets are low enough, and believe it or not, the amount of money you're allowed to have in the bank, and we're really talking about cash assets, is pretty high, you could qualify to get your Part B premium paid for by the federal government, that $148.50 a month. Gone. You no longer have to pay it. You'd get a discount on a prescription drug plan, so that means if you're paying for one, it would probably be likely as low as $30 or so. The exact number is a little hard to calculate, but it could also be zero. You would have low or no copays, so copays not to exceed about $9.50. That's even on brand name drugs, and a lot of times lower. And you might not, if you have what's called a late enrollment penalty because you retired and maybe had VA benefits, you didn't enroll in Part D, that's the drug plan, or Part B, which is your doctor's benefits, those penalties go away. So there's an incredible number of benefits. It might even be as good as getting your hospital copays and coinsurance is 100% covered with what's called a special needs plan. And those special needs plans can get you glasses and hearing aids and dental benefits, which can be substantial. So qualifying for the Medicare Savings Program, we help, and it's a phenomenal savings for seniors.
Well, I want to bring up 2 points, or reinforce, I should say, 2 points that you brought up. One is, did I hear you correctly, that some 70% of Mainers may qualify for the Medicare Savings Program?
Absolutely. That number's a few years old. I haven't seen a recent statistics. So even if it was 60%, that's a substantial number out of the Medicare beneficiaries in the state of Maine.
And further, did I hear that you say they may qualify for not only the Part B $148.50 a month being potentially covered, but also some of the other copays that they might otherwise be responsible for?
Oh, for sure. You know, whether you've got, if you have original Medicare, that's A and B, or you have a Part C Medicare Advantage Fund, if you are potentially responsible for a copay or coinsurance or deductible and your income is low enough, it's actually called, we call it Quimby, but it's Qualified Medicare Beneficiary. If it's low enough, then essentially, and I say essentially because the reality is nothing's free, but you don't pay any of your copays. The state of Maine would pick those up.
You know, and what's interesting is in addition to the aging in group, the folks who are 64, turning 65, and ready to start Medicare for the first time, it seems that people are living longer, and they're actually outliving their financial assets. Even those who have had pretty powerful careers may be in situations
sure.
now where that evaluation of their current income and financial assets on hand really should be made. And I just want to speak to what you do working on behalf of the client when you're working with what I call not necessarily the most pleasant groups for the average individual to deal with, and I'm talking like government organizations, be it, you know, with the Center of Medicare Systems and the Department of Health and Human Services, any of the groups that you have to work with, average individual, even very well-educated and well-informed individual that goes online and or tries to figure out the best path for them, will find it to be a challenge, hence a term I've heard you use before, the Medicare maze. Can you tell me from the perspective of why it was so important that Senior Planning Center wanted to contract with all the major Medicare health plans and just why that is a benefit to all clients that work with the Senior Planning Center?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. I've been doing this about 11 years now, and I remember my learning when I went into the business, and my teacher was pretty good, but figured in about two appointments, I had it all figured out, and that's not the case. And I remember the education I needed to have. And since then, you know, as we've grown, it is a process to train a licensed insurance agent to get things right. So I find it interesting when folks try to do it on their own. It's rare that when someone finally comes to us and they've kind of bungled it up pretty good, it's rare that we find anybody that's kind of really got it right. There's a lot to consider, and I just think it takes about a year to train one of our staff members, let alone someone 65 coming in. But we felt it was really important that, first of all, we don't work for insurance carriers. We are brokers, and so the reason why we have all of the products is, I like to say, we have all the answers. So not only there, you couldn't go somewhere else and sign up for a health plan that we don't have, but we have all the answers to the circumstances that people run into. In fact, it's incredible what we learn. So I like to say we have all the answers, and when someone comes in here, we work for the client. You literally are, without paying us, because we, frankly, do get a commission when we do this, but by engaging us, we now become your advocate, and we are factually going to get you on the plan that suits your needs the best, and we're going to be available year after year to help you keep up with the new benefits and any questions you have. That's something that we really pride ourselves in.
Thanks again, Brad. Great to have you on.
Thanks, David. See ya.
All right. So, David, here's one of our senior perks. We've got three good ones for you today. The first one is, at AMC Theaters, you get 30% off for seniors over 60. And at Regal Cinemas, there's also 30% off for seniors over 60. And did you know that national parks offer lifetime passes of 50% off for seniors? Now, I think those are some great perks that you ought to be able to get out and enjoy.
Absolutely, and that's it for Lynn's Perks. Our next guest on Senior Power truly defines senior power, but maybe in a more literal sense. Years ago, Bob Crowley, a true survivor, was Maine's winner, but a winner of the CBS show Survivor. And Bob had won at age 57. Of course, he might be a couple years older now. And thank you, Bob, for joining our show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, when I say a few years older, that was, oh God, that's over 10 years ago now. But of course, you know, even at age 57, the question begs itself. It must have been physically challenging, and I'm wondering, even the litmus test of getting on the show, of some of what you went through from the very beginning of being, you know, asked to get on the show, and what some of the things were, the expectations they had of you.
When I was 57 years old, now that I'm 70, I have I've sort of stopped climbing trees unless I need to look at something. I was in very good shape. And as a matter of fact, I made a conscious effort to hide it so that they wouldn't realize that I could be a physical threat towards the end of the show.
Well, I imagine climbing trees is about as good for physical fitness as anything. So obviously that was a great, great preparation.
Actually, the interesting thing is the night before I flew out for the interviews, I had an emergency porcupine call in a 60-foot spruce tree that I couldn't wait for the week, till the end of the week at the end of the interview. So I had to go in the middle of the rain, go deal with the porcupine. And that was the first story I told the people that were doing casting when I got to the first interview.
And so when you did finally get down there, there weren't any actual physical competitions, though, were there, or any other litmus test to be a contestant beyond what they already ascertained based on a conversation with you?
Interestingly enough, they did do that with, like, Susie, who came in second in my show. They actually brought her down to the beach and made her run. For me, they just watched, you know, they probably checked it off because I had, for the first time when I was there for the interviews, I swam a mile in the swimming pool, doing three lengths on the top surface and one length underwater. And I'm sure that sort of clued them in. They could pass any, you know, average test that they were going to have.
Well, and I hope you told them that all Mainers were as fit as you are.
Actually, a whole lot of them are. We are a tough lot.
Well, and I think so, but I think what was very impressive to me, and I know Lynn has some questions for you too, but was very impressive to me is that not only did you win the show, but you won, I don't know what they call it. What is it, like the player of the season, the collegiality award as well?
I think they call it fan favorite. And ironically, the winner of fan favorite, what happens, fans call in and just vote for which player they like. And so I thought it was very odd that I would win both the show and fan favorite. But the ironic thing is, fan favorite was $100,000, and I had to pay $40,000 in taxes. But I just now came in from what I did with that. It was invested in a Kubota tractor with a plow and a front-end loader and a Farnsgard winch, and refer to it as my fan favorite tractor because it was given to me by the fans of the show.
Bob, when you were on the show, what was the worst thing you had to eat and what was the best?
The best thing was anything. Although I think they never made us eat anything that was extremely gross, but we were hungry enough, we were on Survivor, so we were eating anything. And I think that probably the grossest things were grubs. Like, have you ever dug out in your yard and seen a Japanese beetle grub, great big white worm? We were eating those, but they taste an awful lot like tamale, and I love lobster tamale. And then the best thing was just whenever we had a food reward, we had one where we won pastries, and Jeff actually said, everybody take you want us to all take a bite out of the pastries in front of the other team that had lost so they could start just to antagonize them. And I pretended to bite mine because I wanted to get back to camp and make a cup of tea, sit down, relax, and have, you know, this little pastry that I had won.
Oh,
and that was probably
life.
The best, he hadn't eaten in 2 weeks, and other than white rice.
And grubs.
So that's awesome.
Well, Lynn's actually taken a note on the grubs, and she was wondering what she might season them with. No, but seriously, I don't think there are too many people that would have enjoyed that delicatessen treat you had. What was the most strenuous physical activity you had, Bob?
Probably the worst, and it appears insignificant, but there was one challenge where they had, actually, it looked like crucifixes, but they had contraptions that looked like crucifixes, and you had to stand in front of it, and they took a pool noodle, very light piece of foam tube, and you had to hold it up against the crossbar above you. So basically, we were standing there with our arms outstretched and until the last person gave up. And I beat everybody except Maddie. And had I beat Maddie, then I wouldn't be talking to you. I wouldn't have won the show. But I actually lost that episode. But just think about standing up and holding your arms out straight for 45 minutes to an hour. And then add to it that you have to push up very slightly to hold this, you know, this thing from falling over. And that was the most, I would say, the most strenuous. But they were all strenuous because we were tired, we were hungry, and any time that we had to run, we were, you know, probably running at half speed because we just didn't have the energy, and we would try to hold back and, spread our abilities over a certain period of time.
Wow.
Do you feel like...
There was also a couple where we carried a 200-pound snake, and it wasn't until I watched the episode that I realized that I was carrying most of the weight. Because they put a short person in front of me, and the fellow behind me didn't have the 200-pound snake on his shoulder. He had it down below, so I was carrying the majority of the weight, and that was another just incredibly strenuous.
Wow, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Do you feel like your age gave you an advantage? I know being almost 60 and looking at the way things young people do things and the way I do things, having experience, I feel like that would put me way ahead on this show. Did you find that?
I found that not letting them know how athletically, what great shape I was in at the time. But I think what worked more for me than anything is the fact that I've been a school teacher for 25 years, and all the kids on the show, for the most part, were the ages of my former student, and I had just dealt with, I don't know if you've ever taught school before.
No.
Coming in the morning when, you've got 25 great students that come in, they're ready to go, and there happen to be two people in the front row that just happen to be having a major breakdown between each other, and you have to teach your class and keep the two students that are not getting along, away from each other. And I think being a teacher was one of the greatest assets I had being on the show, besides being in good shape. And coming from Maine, we people like us.
That is what I call real senior power, and I thank you so much, Bob, for being on with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Senior Power.
My insurance kept going up and up and up and up.
I was getting a lot of mail about Medicare.
I could never have navigated through the loopholes.
Mainers across the state are finding help at Senior Planning Center, which represents all major Medicare health plans.
Senior Planning Center was a lifesaver.
Senior Planning Center did it all.
Gave me all my options and signed me up with what I needed within an hour.
Call 223-6565. 223-6565. Help when it matters most. SeniorPlanningCenter.com.